The government's new clean car package is intended to help decrease greenhouse gas emissions to meet a 2050 carbon neutral target, but it's been labelled an unfair car tax in disguise by the National Party. Rebates will be introduced from next month for people who purchase newly imported new and second-hand electric vehicles, while there are extra fees on high emission vehicles. The Transport Minister, Michael Wood, told us this morning that the policy was a necessary part of New Zealand's climate change response.
The world is going in this direction. Most of the big car manufacturers are indicating that they will stop producing internal combustion engine vehicles. This scheme is about speeding up the transition and giving people more choices. We simply can't sit on our hands and do nothing. I think everyone wants us to take action on the climate emergency. People want to see change. People want to see more choices. We can't keep saying those things, but they're not actually taking any action. That's what we're doing through this policy.
National Party Transport spokesman Michael Woodhouse says his party will fight the move every step of the way. He joins us now. Morena, welcome to the programme.
Kia ora, Philippa.
Why fight this move every step of the way? Surely urgent action needs to be taken against New Zealand's increasing transport emissions.
And we support the incentivising of people to take up EVs and hybrids where they can. We just don't think it's appropriate to be taxing tradies, farmers, large families and people on low incomes in order that those people who want to take EVs can. It's a tax on those people who can't get EVs, and it's wrong.
This only, of course, applies when you buy one, and there are some smaller, low-emission cars which will also be included in this scheme. I mean, tradies don't have to go out and buy a new vehicle straight away and incur this fee.
Well, that's true, but I would be surprised if the second-hand petrol market was also affected by the taxes that drive up the price of those vehicles. And it's also just a case at the moment where it's virtually impossible to find an appropriate vehicle which is low emissions or electric. If you're on farm, if you're carrying large amounts of tools for your work, those vehicles don't exist. Now, they're coming. I understand that. In the next 5 to 10 years, there will be options for them. But taxing them in the meantime is a quite punitive approach and unnecessary, in my view.
One, presumably, the government would argue, have to find a way to finance the rebates to encourage electric vehicle take-up. How else do you do it?
Well, you could do the incentives. There's no doubt that there are options to do that, whether it's discounts, direct subsidies like this is, FBT or GST refunds for people who pick it up. The point we're making is that it shouldn't be appropriate to tax low-income New Zealanders, tradies and farmers in order to be able to fund that. It's a reverse Robin Hood situation where we're effectively taking from the poor and giving to the rich.
Again, it's only when people, you know, actually change their vehicles. It doesn't happen to everyone when they're holding the vehicle. Is there not an urgency over this? And also, again, how do you fund that rebate unless you have some sort of punitive action against the other side?
Well, I think what you've just touched on is a very important point that could result in quite the opposite of what the government wants to occur happening, and that is that people will keep their higher emissions, low efficiency vehicles for longer, and therefore our carbon emissions go up, not down. We actually already have one of the oldest average car fleets in the Western world, and I think we do need to work hard to get EVs. But the problem we've got with this policy is that it could actually result in people keeping their older cars for longer and making the problem worse, not better.
The plans, if you were formulating a new policy, a new program to do this, your previous ones were sort of probably would have been pretty slow, encouraging it by free parking and the like. We need urgent change, don't we now?
Well, I think there are points of difference that would help at the margins, things like use of T3 lanes and so on, road user charges not being charged. But actually, the really big positive impacts can be made where the government fleet is transitioned faster to EVs. They have 16,000 vehicles in the government fleet, and I think this government has been very slow to transition across. I think there's only been 200 or 300 vehicles purchased. We need to accelerate that and also encourage large commercial fleets like rental car companies and others to transition over to EV, so that will flood the second-hand market in the next few years with those EVs. They don't need to be very costly policies. But in any event, we're very supportive of incentives. It's just we don't need to tax other people along the way in order to achieve them.
When you say fight the move every step of the way, wouldn't it be better to try and find some common ground given that climate change is such an urgent issue?
Well, we have common ground and incentives. And what we don't have common ground is the taxes. It's wrong. It's going to punish people on low incomes and people who don't have the choice to transition to EVs. And that will be removed by a national government. But I stress, we do support incentives to transition, just not the punitive aspects of this.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. That's the National Party Transport spokesman, Michael Woodhouse.